Señor presidente, permítame nuevamente que le dé la más cordial bienvenida a España. Quiero agradeceros muy vivamente vuestra visita y, sobre todo, gracias por haberla mantenido en las actuales circunstancias tan particulares. Mr. President, allow me to again wish you the very warmest welcome to Spain. I want to thank you dearly for visiting us and especially for maintaining this visit given the present particular circumstances. Estoy muy feliz de acogeros en nombre del pueblo español en este Palacio Real, símbolo de nuestra historia. Una historia y una tradición que hacen de nuestro país una nación fuerte, con fuerte vocación americana y universal. Los Estados Unidos y España comparten principios, valores e intereses. Los vínculos entre nuestras dos naciones se han fortalecido intensamente en todos los ámbitos. Tenemos la voluntad firme y el pleno compromiso de mantener siempre la más estrecha colaboración con los Estados Unidos de América, un país amigo y decisivo en el mundo.
I'm very happy to be your host in the name of the Spanish people here at the Royal Palace, a symbol of our history. A history that gives our country a tradition of a strong engagement with the Americas and with the rest of the world. The United States and Spain share principles, values, and interests. The ties between our two nations have been strengthened intensely in every area. We are firmly committed to always maintaining the closest possible cooperation with the United States of America, a country that is our friend and that plays a decisive role around the globe.
En este contexto de amistad y cercanía, es fundamental la contribución de miles de ciudadanos españoles y estadounidenses que cada día refuerzan con su labor los lazos entre nuestros dos pueblos, que se respetan y que saben mirar juntos hacia el futuro con confianza y con determinación. Señor presidente, muchas gracias por vuestra estancia entre nosotros, que apreciamos de tal manera y que es la mejor expresión del sincero afecto y la amistad profunda que unen a nuestros países.
And in such a context of closeness and friendship, a crucial contribution is that of the many thousands of Spanish and U.S. citizens whose efforts are contributing every day to further strengthening the ties between two peoples that respect each other and that are able to look together towards the future with confidence and determination. Mr. President, thank you very much for your stay here with us, which we so deeply appreciate and which is the very best expression of the sincere affection and abiding friendship that unites our two countries.
I trust and hope, Mr. President, that in the future you will have further opportunities to visit us together with your family and to enjoy the many wonders that Spain, as you know, has to offer. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, good morning. Muchas gracias, Your Majesty, to the people of Spain and the Spanish government. Thank you so much for the extraordinary hospitality that you are offering me. And my delegation.
Buenos días, Majestad. Quiero agradecerle, así como al pueblo español y al gobierno español, por esta amable recepción que nos está dando.
I wish I was staying longer, and I'm so grateful for the understanding, not only of His Majesty, but the people of Spain. We've had a difficult week back in the United States, so my trip is a little abbreviated, but I thought it was very important for me to come here, given the extraordinary friendship and alliance that exists between Spain and the United States.
Quisiera poder quedarme más tiempo aquí durante esta visita, pero ha sido una semana de gran dificultad en los Estados Unidos. Pero para mí es importante estar aquí para demostrar la gran alianza que existe entre el pueblo de España y los Estados Unidos.
Although this is my first visit to Spain as the President of the United States, it is not my first visit to Spain or to Madrid. I confess, though, that the first time I came to Madrid was not on Air Force One. I was about to enter into law school. I had a backpack. I traveled by foot most of the time and ate very cheaply wherever I went. Never would I have imagined that I would have a reception with His Majesty, but it is an extraordinary privilege to be able to be here and to receive the hospitality that I hope we were able to extend when His Majesty and Her Majesty, Queen Letizia, were able to visit the White House last year.
No es mi primera visita a España, ni tampoco es mi primera visita a Madrid. Confieso que vine muy joven, antes de empezar mi carrera en la Facultad de Derecho. Vine con una mochila y caminé por todas partes, más bien a pie, no como ahora que vengo en Air Force One. Para mí es un orgullo estar aquí y quisiera también poder retribuir y recordar cuando recibimos a sus majestades en Washington.
As you noted, Your Majesty, not only do we have tremendous connections through family, through commerce, through people-to-people exchanges, through our outstanding educational and cultural institutions, not only are we allies, but we are also two countries that share values and ideals of freedom, rule of law, the respect for the dignity of all people. And it is for that reason that we find ourselves working together not only in our bilateral relationship, but across a spectrum of global issues. And it is incredibly important for us to have such a strong partnership with the Spanish government and the Spanish people.
Su Majestad, no solamente tenemos grandes nexos en todo lo que tiene que ver con amistades, familiares, el comercio, todo tipo de intercambios estudiantiles que suceden entre los dos países. También compartimos valor de la libertad, del Estado de Derecho, del respeto para la dignidad. No solamente trabajamos a nivel bilateral, sino que también nuestras naciones conjuntamente trabajan a nivel global. Y eso es la importancia de esta reunión.
And Your Majesty, as with your father before you, you represent the strength and the spirit of the Spanish people. Your own connection to the United States has warmed the hearts of the American people and further strengthened the bond between our two countries. And as you showed during your visit to St. Augustine, the 450th anniversary of the connection between Spain and the New World, I'm absolutely confident that the ties that bind us together will continue for many years to come.
Majestad, al igual que su padre, antes que usted, un símbolo viviente de la fortaleza y del espíritu de la nación. También usted, el tiempo que ha pasado, que pasó como estudiante en nuestro país, hizo que mucha gente lo acogiera y lo recibiera con la calidez del fondo de su corazón. Quiero recordar también que cuando vuestras majestades visitaron el otoño pasado San Agustín para el 450 aniversario, básicamente ahí se fortalecen nuestros nexos en ambas naciones.
So thank you for your hospitality. Thank you for the kindness that you and Her Majesty the Queen have extended to my family. And I can tell you that Michelle and my daughters love Spain and the Spanish people. And I very much look forward to continuing to build an extraordinary relationship between our two countries and hope my next visit, even if I'm not president, will be much longer than this one.
Majestad, muchísimas gracias por la recepción que nos han dado. Quiero que sepa que nosotros también, Michelle, mis hijas, aman a España. Y esperamos que cuando ya no sea presidente de los Estados Unidos, pueda presentarme aquí a hacer una visita que sea mucho más larga y que siga fortaleciendo los nexos entre nuestras naciones.